Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eric Bischoff's getting out, Tyson Fury's getting paid, and Seth Rollins is getting itchy for a WrestleMania dream match. For Wednesday, October the 16th, 2019, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever.
It's been fun, but now I've got to go.
No sooner did he arrive, he is gone. Eric Bischoff has parted ways with the WWE. The role that Eric Bischoff played as SmackDown Executive Director will now be filled by Bruce Pritchard. Now, Pritchard's been a big part of WWE's plans for a long, long while. He's been in high-profile positions backstage for the last few months as well, and he is now going to oversee WWE's very important relationship with Fox. This statement comes from WWE. Pritchard brings nearly 40 years of experience in sports entertainment with an extensive background in character development and creative storytelling. During his career, Pritchard has served in a variety of roles, including announcer, producer, agent, and on-screen personality. Earlier this year, Pritchard returned to WWE as a member of the company's creative team. On Twitter, Eric Bischoff was very quick to congratulate Bruce Pritchard on his role. He said, Bruce is a great producer, a good friend, and I am certain he is going to thrive in this position. He's going to be working with a great team of the most dedicated and hardworking people I have had the pleasure of working with and getting to know. WWE has since confirmed that Eric Bischoff is no longer with the company. He's not been moved to another business part of it. He is completely done with WWE. So why has he gone this quick? Brian Alvarez says that it might be down to some pretty bad product knowledge. He spoke on Wrestling Observer Radio about it and he said, I heard he just didn't know anybody. He didn't know any of the talent. He didn't go out of his way to learn about anything. He would leave and nobody could get hold of him. I heard zero good things about Eric Bischoff when he was doing whatever he was doing. I don't even know what he was doing. Here's an interesting caveat to this. Eric Bischoff was brought in as an executive as opposed to a talent, which means more likely than not, unless WWE have drastically changed this ruling, there'll be no 90-day no-compete clause for Eric Bischoff. He can simply just now go and work wherever he wants to. I wonder, and this is, you're there with me already, I know you are, AEW, I genuinely feel like, before all this came about, I genuinely feel like AEW would be a better fit for a guy like an Eric Bischoff. I just feel like it's a sort of program that I think he might be able to get his teeth into. He'll certainly know a few more people over there than he does on SmackDown these days. Maybe that's part of the reasoning as to why he's gone. We shall see. Well, best of luck to Bruce Pritchard in his shiny new role as executive producer of SmackDown. And best of luck to Eric Bischoff wherever he goes next.
I'm going to knock Braun Strowman out. He talks about how good his hands are, but he's messing with the guy who's got the best hands in boxing. He don't want none of them hands, let me tell you that. Thank you very much. I just
got a clip from the press conference for Crown Jewel held in Las Vegas on Friday. Oh, that silence. Oh, it makes me die a bit inside when he's doing the air punches and no one's reacting. Oh, God. I don't think he cares, to be honest, because for Tyson Fury, this entire endeavor is a rather well-paid one. This has been reported by several news outlets that Tyson Fury will be making $15 million for his match with Braun Strowman at WWE Crown Jewel. There was talk that the coaching team behind Tyson Fury was really upset with Braun Strowman getting involved in this. They're very keen to protect their lineal boxing heavyweight champion, especially since he's only just got back into the boxing ring a few months ago, and now to completely move away from that for this wrestling endeavor. Speaking of the Crown Jewel pay-per-view, the other big name that WWE are bringing to Saudi Arabia is Cain Velasquez. And there's been some interesting caveats about the contract that Cain Velasquez has signed, noting, of course, that he wanted to work with Brock Lesnar off the bat, which is part of the reason why he signed. He was speaking on the Ariel Helwani show. Velasquez revealed that he actually is still going to work with AAA. Now, AAA is the wrestling promotion that gave him his first wrestling match. That was the match that really put him on the map when he was in that six-man tag, throwing Hurricane Ranas around like nobody's business. He looked incredible. Now, because of the nature in which WWE seemingly rushed to sign him, there was still one AAA match that he was contracted to compete in. And WWE and AAA managed to strike a deal where Cain Velasquez can go and fulfill that obligation for AAA. Now, that match was supposed to be in Los Angeles, but AAA nixed the show completely, and it looks like AAA is going to have him for one more match, probably in the next few months, before he truly gets his teeth deep into his time in WWE. Going to take a quick break with Triple H to have some ice cream. Have you got a scoop of ice cream, Triple H?
I do have a scoop, actually.
Brilliant. Okay, so who's moving where?
Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, former tag team champions, have been moved over to SmackDown. They have been definitively traded as of this moment. They are now members of the SmackDown roster. There'll be some considerations for some picks down the line, for some from future draft picks down the line. But right now, SmackDown getting a hell of a score. You know, like you said, Bruce Pritchard already making some big moves. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, as of now, on SmackDown.
So there you go. Bliss and Cross move to SmackDown. I think one of the big takeaways from this is that little line that Triple H dropped in there, which was about there being potentially more draft movement as we go along. So the brands aren't locked down like we were told they would be. We're going to see wrestlers jumping back and forth forever. This draft is going to be binned off in about a year, isn't it? Yeah, I'd say give it a year. Finn Balor is back on the road with NXT. He's going to be part of their live event tours starting tomorrow in Portland, Oregon. He's going to be a big name to bring some more faces to those NXT live shows. They're really good fun to go to, the NXT live shows, because that is where you kind of see the NXT of NXT. There's loads of people who are yet to make their debut properly in NXT who are doing some great things on the house show tour. Maria Kanellis went to Instagram to answer a few very popular questions that she's had thrown at her regarding her husband Mike Kanellis' situation. She posted the following. 1. Family first. 2. I love and support my husband. 3. I make no apologies for either of my pregnancies. 4. Mike never went to rehab, nor did WWE pay for it. 5. Mike's addiction was from about September 13th to July 2017. 6. We debuted in June 2017. 7. He never took time off. 8. I have not asked for my release. 9. You can unfollow me anytime if you don't like what I stand for. 10. Suck it. P.S. Have a nice day. So that's you told. And Seth Rollins wants a match with Stone Cold Steve Austin on WWE Backstage last night. The question was posed as who would people like to see take on Steve Austin for one more match. Lots of names thrown around. It was Seth Rollins who took to Twitter to tweet out, "Mania ain't that far away," alongside the retweet of a picture of Steve Austin. Now, Austin can wrestle again, apparently. He has said that he feels like he's got one more match in him. Whether or not it would be against Seth Rollins, I don't know. But what's nice to see is, I think this is the first tweet in a good couple of days Seth Rollins has put out that hasn't made me completely cringe. And finally, if you're off to StarCast 4, oh, you're in for an absolute treat. They have just announced a name that is well and truly woven into the fabric of wrestling history. See, StarCast this year, you're going to see a load of the AEW guys. There's loads of special guests there as well. But the main theme of StarCast this year is sort of late 80s WCW, because they're in Baltimore, which is the home of a massive clash of champions, or two from World Championship Wrestling back in the late 80s. So the lineup is a whole load of people big from that time in wrestling. Ron Simmons, Magnum TA, Missy Hyatt, Baby Doll, The Great Muta, Mark Mero, Too Cold Scorpio. And then we get some names that would normally come up in this sort of circuit. The Ding Dongs, The Shockmaster, Van Hammer, The Yeti, RoboCop, who did an angle with WCW at Capital Combat back in the day. And we're getting red, white, and blue Sting as well. Sting in the classic face paint. One more name has been added to StarCast. Jim Crockett is going to be a part of StarCast 4. Jim Crockett off of Jim Crockett Promotions. If you read anything about wrestling history, you'll see the name Jim Crockett Promotions. You'll see the initials JCP constantly pop up. If you're going to StarCast, you get to meet a guy who was very much part of wrestling back in this era. This is a really exciting thing. If you're going from November the 7th to November the 10th, do me a favor, get a picture of Jim Crockett whilst wearing a Cultaholic t-shirt. Bonus point, if you can get Jim Crockett to wear a Cultaholic t-shirt, that'd just be weird. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can watch Ross Tweddle breaking down the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw.
I'm just going to read out what Lana said for the WTF moments, because that's all I need to do, really. She said, I like it harder in terms of that massage she was getting there, but the way she said it, it sounded like she was talking about the sex.
I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.